So yeah, life verse. So just before we start, I had a few thoughts just while we were singing a few songs. And whilst we were doing communion, I just had like a picture of a young boy eating as much bread and drinking as much Ribena as possible, just to get more of God inside him. And sometimes I wish I was like that little boy, just wanting more and more and more, rather than just kind of seeking God on random days, but just like every day eating like a large loaf of bread and drinking like a litre of Ribena. I'd probably be sick, but it'd be great. So if that helps anybody, then take it away. If it doesn't, then I don't know. Just have to deal with it, won't I? So my verse, when I asked David if I could do it, he did say how he wanted it done, but I can't remember. and then whilst planning, it was one of the things that when I went to college, they said not to do whilst you're writing a preach is to change it like 3 or 4 times, and that's exactly what I've done. Even today, thoughts were coming into my head what I could say, and I kind of tried to resist the urge to put it in. But if I go off on a tangent, that's probably why, because the thoughts just come into my head. My verse that I always kind of try and come back to when I may be struggling, or God's provided me with something, is Psalm 73, from verse 23. So if you have your Bibles, you can look at it. I'm going to kind of cross between the version I've got on here and the Message. So it goes like this. Yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take me into glory. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. Those who are far from you will perish. You destroy all who are all unfaithful to you. But as for me, it is good to be near God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge. I will tell all of your deeds. Now, when I decided that I was going to do that verse, my first thought was to just play a load of songs, which reminded me of this verse. But then I thought, no, because that will hurt my voice. And you'd probably get bored. And then I just wrote a load of things down, which helped me focus on various bits of the verse, interspersed with songs that encourage me. So that's what is going to happen. So I've just broke it down into little bits. So the first two verses where it says, yet I am always with you. You hold me by my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will take me into glory. God is always with us in everything that we're going through. And these past few years, they've been really difficult for me and Debs. And I've really had to refocus my energy into my life as a Christian and what God's wanting me to do. And when I got made from redundant, when I got made redundant from my job in Carlisle, so many things I felt were my fault. And I lost my faith and love for some of the Christians that were around me, and even my faith in God kind of like fell away, and it was really difficult when I came back. The first few Sundays I wouldn't even stand up and sing. I just sat at the back, because I just felt that, you know, I'm just here. I've come with Sue and Nick in the morning because it's Sunday morning and I wasn't really focused on anything. I wouldn't take communion. I wouldn't pray. I wouldn't read. And it wasn't until a couple of our friends who aren't even Christians up in Carlisle got in contact with us and kind of really encouraged us, really, which was really helpful. And that was kind of one of the most powerful things for me, that the work that Deborah and I did in Carlisle really had an impact on some of the people that we worked with who weren't Christians, still in contact with us, encouraging us to kind of keep going. You know, we'll get a job. God will provide us with a job, which was really encouraging. And that came from other Christians too. But for some reason, at that moment in time, for me, it felt more powerful coming from someone who didn't believe. And here, the past few months, there's been various people kind of praying for me for jobs, and that's, again, that's helped my faith grow. And Chris and Matt and Hannah have all been praying for me at various parts, which have been really encouraging, just for them to come up to me and say, you know, we've been praying for you every day, for a job, for guidance, for whatever it is, they've prayed for it, which I'm really thankful for. And the song that kind of came to my mind was a song by Chris McClarney, and it's called I Need You More. And it talks about him needing God more, but I've kind of flipped it over and kind of, one of the lines is, I need you more than words can say. I want to see your face. And that line to me, the face that I'm seeing is the face of the people that have encouraged me, and I see God in them, and I want to replicate that by doing what they've done for me. So, as that one of those lines is, it's not enough to talk about love. You know, as Christians, we love to go out and talk about God's love for people. And I felt that love from the people that have been praying for me, i.e. the Brownlows, the love that we felt from Nick and Sue, and all the other people around us that are encouraging us. So, you know, in relation to that first bit, I felt that the people that have encouraged me have been holding my right hand, being beside me, encouraging me through these tough times. So the next bit is, whom have I in heaven but you, and earth has nothing I desire besides you. As this verse says, we have and we should desire nothing else in heaven on earth or on earth but him. I love playing Football Manager, and it's one of the things that I do constantly. Debs wants to have a conversation, yeah, in a minute, let me just finish this game. I love it, I can't stop playing this thing, and I wish that sometimes I had more desire, the desire that I have to play Football Manager. I have that desire and put that into my life as a Christian, my walk with God. I'd probably be in a much better place than I am now if I put that much energy into a silly computer game than I would have done in reading my Bible. And whilst I've been doing this, writing this life verse, I've kind of tried to not play as much, to, when I feel the urge to play, you know, go away and maybe listen to some songs or to read. because he is the one that has given us everything. He's the one that's provided us with jobs. I'm working at Benson's for Bed now, selling beds, which is a great job because it's selling beds and I get to lie on a bed. I like sleeping, so it's great. When no one's in the store, just nip round the corner, lie on a comfy bed, it's great. But God is the be-all and end-all. We have nothing on earth or in heaven besides him, and we should be giving him everything that we've got. And this next song is called The One. It's written by a friend of mine called Claire, and she wrote it back in 2007, I think. And it kind of had a dual reason for her writing it. The first reason was it's about her future husband, who she's now married to. She didn't know him beforehand, and now she's married with this guy called Ben. She's lovely, she's happy. But also, it talks about God being the one in her life. You know, the one who knows her name, the one who knows everything about her. So again, if you cue the song up, again, if you just listen to this song and try and take in the words. There's nothing we should desire more than God. We'll be safe in God's hands. So the next verse, my flesh and my heart may fail, but God is my strength. God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And thinking about this verse, this is what kind of came to me. You know, those times where you know you failed or you think you failed, God is your strength, and we should never forget that. And I forgot that 2 years ago when I got made redundant. I forgot that God is my strength and I should put everything into God because he's got something for me. Even when, or if we don't hear from him directly, which we sometimes always look for, he puts people in our lives whom he speaks to and through for us. These past few years, he's put a fair few people like that in our lives. And like I said before, some aren't even believers, but they're put in our lives to encourage and people who can be there for us when we need them. And I'm so grateful that we've got, that I've got a load of people that I can phone or I can just call and go and visit and chat to stuff that I'm struggling with. And they help me realize that, you know, actually God is everything that I need. God is my strength and my portion forever. And I should never forget that. And we should never forget that. Because when we do, it's really difficult to kind of get back into it. The next verse is, those who are far from you will perish and you destroy all who are unfaithful to you. When I was reading this with Debs the other day, she was just like, what? You can't read that one. I was like, well, why? It's true. And I love this verse, actually, because it's a verse that kind of helps me with my passion. Because of my passion of seeing people, young people grow in a faith or as a person, I really want them to know God. And if I'm not doing that, I'm not doing my job as a Christian. I'm not doing what God's asked me to do. And that bit, actually, when I was reading it with Debs the other day, it actually made me excited about potentially looking for youth work jobs again. Because I want to see people grow in their faith, and I want to see people grow in their faith or develop a faith in God. So that's why I do like that verse, and I think that verse is really important for me to encourage me that, you know, I'm doing what God wants me to do. Even at work, when I'm chatting to my colleagues, they're asking about my faith, they're asking about why I go to church, they're asking about, they're asking deep questions that I have to go away and think about. Actually, I want this person to know because I want them to be in heaven. And again, that's why I want to go back into, or try and get back into youth work, because of this verse. And finally, but as for me, it is good to be near to God. I have made the Sovereign Lord my refuge, and I will tell of all of your deeds. The Message version says this: but I am in the very presence of God. Oh, how refreshing it is. I have made Lord God my home. God, I'm telling the world what you do. So again, linking back to the last one, it is good for us all to be near to God and do his will. But it's also our role to be telling people about God, whether it's at work, whether it's, you know, on a bus, walking down the road, sharing stories with our brothers and sisters at church. It's really important that we're sharing God with each other, because that's what he wants from us. It's good to tell everyone. And it was quite fortunate that we had communion today, because the final song that I'm going to play is called Thirsty. And it really talks about if we're thirsty for God, if we're hungry for God. He's saying, come on, come to me. Let's have a loaf of bread and a litre of Ribena. Take me in. So I'm going to hook up my guitar. I'll turn this microphone off.